Okay, everyone, this is Make Me a Mixtape number 16 coming at ya. Oh my god, I just said coming at ya. Oh, fuck it, I'm gonna go with it. This is Make Me a Mixtape number 16 coming at ya with the platters that really matter. So get off your seats and on your feet and dance to this next groovy tune, Staycation by Secretus Crush.
Gave so willingly, I'd like them back, you see, I need them to survive. But I'm not self-obsessed for seeking happiness, just want to do the best I can at being alive. There's nothing wrong with taking a stay-at-home vacation. I've been to many places looking for myself, and I know it seems weird, but I might find him here. And by this time next year, I know that he'll be well. But for right now, I need a little space to breathe. For right now, I need a place to just be me.
I'm Mr. Mom, catch your mom's all gone. I miss your mom, catch your mom's all gone. I miss your mom, catch your mom's all gone. I like my baby and I feel so sad, but I don't know where to go. He was the best boy that I ever had. and it's too much. Now nothing seems to work. Your desires seem out of touch.
Okay, and we're back. So that was Secretist Crush with Staycation. You might remember the very first mixtape, the first song, was by a band called Kitten Crisis, and I said they were one of my favorite current punk bands, and they broke up soon after that. And then I couldn't figure out what exactly was going on with their singer Kyle, because the band camp for his solo music went away and he wasn't on social media, and I was figuring he was just like concentrating on school or whatever. But I found the band camp for his newest project, Secretist Crush, so I'm excited that he's back to making totally awesome music. And after that we heard I Miss Jamal by Tom Girl and Forgotten Fantasies by Seth Bogart, who formerly was known as Hunks and formerly was known as Hunks and His Punks. So now we're going to move on and listen to a song by the Chattanooga Cats. The Chattanooga Cats were a Saturday morning cartoon from Hanna-Barbera, who were pretty much the king of bubblegum cartoon bands. Filmation had the Archies and the Brady Bunch kids, which is pretty much as good as it gets. But Hanna-Barbera had Jabberjaw and Josie and the Pussycats and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid cartoon, and The Amazing Chan and the Chan Clan, and more and more. So the Chattanooga Cats were a great cartoon band. They weren't solving mysteries or fighting crime. They were just a country band that was perpetually on tour and always finding themselves in hijinks and little trouble to solve. The songs were admittedly the high point of the cartoon, but the funny thing is they were a country band, Scoots, Country Groove, and Go Go Girl Kitty Joe, but their songs were, they referred to themselves as a country band, they were billed as a country band, but their songs were unmistakably pop. And the band itself was fronted by Michael Lloyd, who at the time was 17 years old and wrote and played most of the instruments on the songs. And the fact that he was 17, I think, made the counterculture messages that were hidden in the songs and the little, like, naughty innuendos just came from a real, honest, real place other than hiring middle-aged studio musicians trying to play in a cartoon. So, yeah, the Chattanooga Cats are one of my favorite cartoon bands, and Michael Lloyd's a big part of it. And while he was 17, he was also making music for H.R. Puff and stuff. And then he had his own experimental real band called the West Coast Pop Art Experiment, who were also pretty cool. And then the voice of Kitty Joe and some instruments were played by Peggy Klinger, who was from the girl group The Klinger Sisters. So now we're going to hear a block of songs. We're going to hear the Chattanooga Cats with Pretty as a Picture, which is an unreleased song. They released a record that had 11 songs on it, but there were many, many more songs that only made it to the cartoon. So I'm going to play you Pretty as a Picture, which I recorded off the cartoon. It's a good example of their songs. And then I'm going to play a song by Michael Lloyd's main band, the West Coast Pop Art Experiment, and then a song by the voice of Kitty Joe's band, the Klinger Sisters. So starting it off, here's the Chattanooga Cats with Pretty as a Picture.
She's as pretty as a picture. Oh, how I miss her. Can't wait to see her again. Tell me to go. She's as pretty.
Okay, so that was the Chattanooga Cats, followed by the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band with Transparent Day, and the Klinger Sisters with Puppet. And this is the part of the show where I was so excited to play you guys unreleased Chattanooga Cat that I haven't thought about what I'm going to play next. I'm scrolling through iTunes. Oh, you can't go wrong with the Muffs. How about the Muffs with Baby Go Round?
Yeah.
back, that was The Muffs with Baby Go Round and Screaming Females with Laura and Marty. Now, we've listened to, in past mixtapes, several girl bands from the 60s, and they all were based in the United States, I believe, from girls that were rocking it in the garage to giant rock stars produced by Phil Spector. But now let's listen to some girl groups from that same time period, but from around the world. First of all, let's listen to the Plommons, who were Sweden's first ever all-girl rock band with, let's see, what, Last Train to Liverpool.
It was a Manchester station. You were my new inspiration. It was a foggy and cold night. Someone turned up the only light. And I know I had to miss. Could I leave him? Yes, I can. I had to set him free. Should I go home again? No, no.
Music on, it will get me going. Don't know something like talking about my generation. Can't find my toothbrush. Where on earth can it be? The red one is my father's. The blue one is my mother's. The yellow one is my brother's. Mine must have gone with the wind. Monday, isn't it? Oh, I have an English exam today. I wish I had Paul McCartney to help me. I feel like playing a record just to annoy the neighbors who are always complaining. What about a good Elvis Presley? Oh, but the only thing he can say is a a little water on my face and off I go. But if it's over, I know I'm feeling better and almost on my way. Which sweater shall I wear today? Which sweater shall I wear today?
Bye.
with ooh, the shoo shoo shoo, shoo shoo shoo, shoo 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 sugar town.咻咻咻咻咻咻咻咻咻咻咻咻咻个town。无聊无聊实在太无聊，其他少年郎我不要，因为我心里早已有个他，他住在咻咻咻咻咻咻咻咻咻咻咻咻咻个town。
So that was the Plowmans with Last Train to Liverpool, Jacqueline T with 7 a.m., and Laura and the Trailers with Sugar Town. I couldn't find any information about Laura and the Trailers, and I said they were from another country, not the USA. Somebody's probably going to email me and say, hey, look, asshole, they're from California, but whatever, I'm not going to let being PC stop me from playing awesome songs. So that, like I said, that was Laura and the Trailers with Sugar Town. A few mixtapes ago, I told everybody that I was going to New York to see American Psycho the musical, and it gets my highest recommendation. If you think you would like American Psycho the musical, they didn't disappoint. You're going to love it. If you think you wouldn't like such a thing, you might not like it. But the music, the visuals, the choreography, the book to the musical, everything, it was just perfect to put the book into a musical. So let's listen to True Faith from the American Psycho musical. Now, it's not a jukebox musical of 80s songs. There are a couple 80s songs interspersed, but any of the other songs on their own, a lot of it is furthering the plot, and they are great within the show, and especially with the choreography and with what's going on stage, but they're kind of strange on their own. So I'm just going to play it safe, and you can't go wrong with New Order. So this is True Faith from the cast of American Psycho.
Well, that was some performance you gave right there, Albus Dam. You know, Sri Lanka? Hilarious. So, by the way, you missed nothing after leaving.
Yeah. silly child.
Is everybody celebrated, full of sin and dissipated? Is it hot enough to blister? Will I be your little sister?
Angie, you are absurd. Not another word.
Let her gush and chatter, let her be enthused. I cannot remember when I have been more amused.
So that was True Faith from the American Psycho musical. And then Vanessa Hudgens from Gigi, the musical from last year. I'm not really familiar with her. I know she was on a Disney show or something. And not that, I mean, I'm the world's biggest iCarly and Degrassi fan, so I'm not disparaging whatever Disney show she was on. I just don't really know who she is. But I watched the Tony Awards last year and was bored to death by most of the musicals, like the King and I and that kind of stuff just wasn't for me. But I thought her performance of The Night They Invented Champagne was really, really fun. And so there was The Night They Invented Champagne from Gigi. And I think that will about do it for today. Please stop by facebook.com/makemeamix or send me an email at makemeamixtaperadio@gmail.com. And see you next time.